You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Welcome back to the podcast. I am recording this in the middle of a very hectic week, but a really exciting week. Rags and I took a car ferry from Spain back to England, so I am currently in Cornwall, and this weekend I will be flying to New York for the holidays, and I'm just so excited to start the festive Thanksgiving Christmas season, and obviously to see all of my friends and family in New York. Business-wise, we are also preparing for Black Friday, so if you are a business owner and you still don't have a strategy yet, I will link the Black Friday Done For You bundle in the episode description. And if you haven't heard yet, doors to the Wanderlover Business Academy are also open for the last time this year. They're going to be open until the end of the month. If you want to spend the new year building a freedom-based business that enables you to work from anywhere, build your personal brand as a coach or creator, and work alongside a community of like-minded, ambitious entrepreneurs, I will also link the Business Academy in the episode description. If you have any questions, obviously just DM me at any time. And now let's get started with today's episode that was inspired by one of our lovely listeners. So she sent me a DM asking, when in my business should I start Facebook ads? I just created my first offer and I'm not sure whether I should pursue organic marketing or if I should start setting up everything for Facebook. And I think this is a really common question. I've gotten it a few times. Everyone's situation is unique. And so I want to take the time to explain when it would be beneficial for you as a business owner, and if you're thinking about starting your business, when you should prepare to start running Facebook ads. The one thing I really, really want to emphasize is that Facebook ads will only amplify what is or isn't working in your business. If you've never run them before, it can be really tempting to think that Facebook ads are the solution to maybe some problems that you're having, maybe not being able to get clients or customers. But the reality is, if you don't have a working funnel or a working product or even a sales page that converts, putting more money into that is only going to amplify how much it is or isn't working. So that brings me to the first point of you need to have something to sell before thinking about running Facebook ads. And even going off of that, there are so many organic ways that you can drive traffic to see if your product or service will sell before you even need to invest in ads. So in the Business Academy, this is where we get your first few clients and prove that you have an offer that sells before amplifying it with paid advertising. And so if we go back to our listener's question, when should I start Facebook ads? I just created my offer. Not sure if I should pursue organic or paid. You can totally do both, but But personally, I would focus on an organic strategy. Just get a few beta clients from your audience, from Facebook groups, from friends and family, from anybody in your network on LinkedIn. Get a few people to give you feedback, offer testimonials, which you can then use to create a landing page or an offer page on your website with all of those testimonials. And then we can start building out a successful funnel from there, amplifying it with advertising. The second point to help you decide when you should be running Facebook ads is dependent on how much your offer is, so what the price is, and how big your current audience is. So let's start with the current audience first. If you've started your business, you have a couple hundred followers on Instagram, you may have a couple hundred subscribers on your email list, you totally can get your first few clients or customers using your warm audience. It just takes a few launch sequences, some discovery calls, and with this, you can then be able to create this working funnel and then drive ad traffic to it. However, if you are starting from scratch and you are starting your business from scratch and you just created your first offer with no Instagram, no email list, you can invest in growing your audience faster instead of having to start from scratch and build it organically. You can direct traffic to a lead magnet to grow your email list and build your audience that way, while, of course, building all of your online channels and your online brand organically at the same time. The next point is dependent on how much your offer is. So if you think about it, it's probably going to be very expensive and very difficult if you're starting out from scratch to drive ad traffic, to pay for ads to an offer that is more than $1,000. Something that is high ticket, one-on-one maybe, takes time for your audience to get used to and to see you over and over and to learn what your coaching style is and to see if they need it. It takes a lot of time for them to decide, hey, I want to sign up, right? And that's why if you are selling a high ticket one-on-one offer, your organic audience who you've been nurturing, working with, showing up for over and over time, it's going to be easier to sell to them. But if you have a, let's say, a low ticket offer, for example, I have the $7 Digital Nomad Society, it is low risk and high value. And so it is easy for me to directly send ad traffic to a landing page and get sales that way. The other option is to create a lead magnet, leading them in to your high ticket offer, which is relevant, obviously, to our first point. You need to have an offer to sell. So then you can measure the return on investment. The other really important thing I want to emphasize is to focus on the customer lifetime value. So let's say you want to invest $1,000 into Facebook ads this month to get people on your list, but you don't get any sales. I still would say that is a win because they are going to be on your list for all of your future offers and launches and emails, right? So you're not necessarily measuring the impact of that campaign based on immediate returns. If it's something like driving traffic to your email list, there is a long-term strategy there. So now you're probably wondering, well, if I want to start running ads, should I run it to a lead magnet, so like a free offer, or should I run it directly to a sales page where they get to sign up right away? And again, this depends on how big you are online, what your brand authority is, how much your audience knows, like, and trusts you, how good your landing page is. So many factors, but a baseline of what I think would apply to the majority of you is to start thinking about a lead generation campaign. So getting people onto your email list in exchange for a free offer related to one of your higher ticket offers, and to include a tripwire. So after they subscribe, redirect them to a one-time offer landing page for a low ticket item under $30. And if you see around 5 to 15% conversion on this page, it should fund part, if not all, of your ads. When you are funding 100% of your ads, we call that a self-liquidating offer because you're not really paying anything for it and you're getting the leads and you're getting income to cover reinvesting into the ads. So this is a great campaign. It's a lead gen campaign, gets you some sales, and it's just really good to build out on the back end so that you have a sustainable way to grow your business and to fund email list growth. The second type of campaign that we will probably focus on is directly to a product under $97. So that is a typical conversions campaign. For this type of campaign, we need to perfect your landing page. And this is something I teach in the academy. On our ads tracker, we have your landing page conversions. We also have how many people, you know, see the ads and click through it, how many people click through it and land on the landing page, how many people land on the landing page and then choose to check out, how many people check out and then abandon cart, or how many people purchase, right? And then we also have how many people purchase and upsell afterwards. So all of these things need to be tracked, and they need to kind of be front of mind when you are creating these offers. The other thing I don't want to see is for you to think, okay, let me create an offer and it's automatically going to sell all of my other offers, which doesn't happen if you don't have an email sequence to those other offers. Do you see what I mean by Facebook ads only amplifies, right, what is or isn't working? And so that's why for all of my private clients, we test out the funnels, we test out the entire sequence before deciding, okay, now it's time. If it's not optimized, then you're just kind of losing money.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
The last thing we need to make sure is in place, and the last point I have for you, is that your landing page, if you are running traffic to either a form to sign up or even a product to sell, your landing page is so important. You really need to build it out so that you are speaking directly to your ideal client, directly to their pain points and their pleasure points. I provide a landing page template to all of our students in the Business Academy. So if this is something that interests you, I would go check it out. You can use it on your website, or you can literally, you know, copy and paste it and just change the text. And your landing page is going to be sometimes the driver of what gets people to sign up or what gets them to kind of like click away. So if you have all of that, I would say now is a really good time to start thinking about running Facebook ads and go through the process of setting it up for your website. If you don't have any of that and you're thinking about starting a business, know that this is a really powerful tool that is accessible to you that you can incorporate into your business at any time. As a starting point, if you are thinking about budget, like how much to budget for Facebook ads, you set it day by day. So you can start with a daily budget of $15 to $20. You can increase it, decrease it according to, you know, how the campaign performs. And like I said, there are campaigns out there that are self-liquidating. So you can spend $50 a day, $100 a day, $500 a day, and it will be self-liquidating. So don't let the budget part scare you if you have the long-term strategy in mind. But $15 to $20 a day, that translates to roughly 4 to 5 leads per day that are all going through your email sequence to maybe book a call or to sign up or to buy. Of course, this depends on your industry, but I would say $3 to $5 per lead is really, really good. And if you're like, hell yes, this sounds great, this is what I need, I want to get started, how do I get started? I have walkthroughs and tutorials in the Wanderlover Business Academy, but just as an overview of what you need. And I just realized I should have mentioned this before, but when you run Facebook ads, it also applies to Instagram because Facebook and Instagram are the same company and you run them together. The one thing you need to keep in mind is you never want to run Facebook ads through the Instagram app. So you know when you have that little boost post button under your post and you're kind of like putting in money to expand its reach. We're not doing that. We want to go into adsmanager.facebook.com. And this is where you're going to see all of your campaigns. You can manage the budget, who you're targeting, the age, the location of people you're targeting. There are so many cool audiences that are really effective when you are trying to get new leads. You can be really, really specific. This is also where you upload your ad creatives, link your website. So this is where you manage, and it's like the centralized hub for your ad performance. In order to get this working, you need to download what's called a Facebook pixel and have that linked to your website. So any person that visits your website, it fires like a little note back to Facebook being like, this person just visited and this is how your ads are performing. And so in Facebook Events Manager, we want to create a pixel and link it to your website. We also want to download what's called a Chrome extension. So if you use Google Chrome for this, you specifically need Google Chrome, you need to download the Facebook Pixel Helper to be able to test if everything is firing correctly, if it's all working and linked properly. So after you connect your pixel, you should be able to see on the Chrome extension whether or not it is firing correctly, whether it's tracking leads and purchases on your website. I know it sounds like a lot, but the tech is just a one-time thing. And after, you know, you get it set up, it's mainly just tweaking the creatives and the targeting. The other thing I love about Facebook audiences is you can target what they call a lookalike audience. So if you give Facebook, let's say 100, 200 people who have previously bought from you or even, you know, visited your Instagram page, it's going to go out through, you know, the billions of people on Facebook and find lookalikes. So people with the most characteristics, interests, you know, demographics similar to people who have bought from you or visited your page, and they're going to find millions more who are equally as likely to buy or to visit your page. So it is so powerful when you are able to use it correctly. So don't let this seem daunting. It is totally doable. I help every single one of my clients set it up and run campaigns. So it's nothing that you can't do either. If you have any more questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am actually thinking one of my 2024 offers will be something that helps you create your first Facebook ad campaign, build out your first funnel to give you time freedom and to build out either your email list or to build out your first passive income stream. So stay tuned for that. It is still in the works and I'm really excited, obviously, not only for the end of the year, but for next year as well. If you are interested in joining us in the Business Academy, make sure to click the link in the episode description and I will see you inside. Have a fabulous week, my loves. I will see you in the next episode.